Welcome, episode 2, Bros versus Pros, July 4th edition, Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. Luke, Kyler, how we doing?
Sup, y'all?
Absolutely fantastic.
Big loving America life.
Guys. Big America guys over here, always have been.
Also, it's technically episode 3, but we don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, 2.5, we had a little incident, but we're back and we're ready to go. So we apologize for the big delay in between episodes.
Just know it's Kyler's fault.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to point fingers, but...
Luke.
You going to tell him, Luke, or no?
I mean, we all know.
All right. We'll leave it up to you guys' imagination. Anyway, since we last recorded, big free agency in the NBA. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, both going to the Brooklyn Nets with DeAndre Jordan. Let's not forget that.
Very important.
Your thoughts.
Well, as a big Nets fan, as I always have been.
Yep. No, we know that about you.
I love it. I mean, I think it's getting a little out of hand that everybody's like making a big deal about the Nets right now. I mean, it's great that they got Durant and Kyrie, but let's not forget Durant's out for the year.
True.
I don't know. I mean, they'll still contend and they'll still compete with Kyrie. And I mean, like I said, DeAndre Jordan, big factor. So, yeah. I mean, I love the move. It's great for Brooklyn, the real Kings of New York, huh?
I mean, I can't dispute it. It's just disheartening being a Knicks fan. I hate that this is the team I choose to root for. But with that being said, it's a good move for the Nets, obviously. They got the two of the biggest names in the market. I don't know. They're going to obviously contend, as Kyler said. But
yeah, I mean, they'll be like a 3 seed probably. Because they have a good core, I believe. I think they were 7 seed last year.
Yeah, and they have a good, solid young core regardless.
And the East probably won't be as good, obviously depending on Kawhi. But like the Celtics, I mean, Kyrie's better than Kemba, so they probably won't be as good. And they're just underwhelming altogether, I feel. So.
Kemba might fit better with Boston.
I feel like he might.
It's just how good is Jason Tatum, really, if we're being real?
I mean, let's not forget how...
I think he's good. He just doesn't... I don't know. I think Kyrie just kind of disrupted the flow with things.
Yeah, let's not forget how Boston did back with all the injuries before, back when Kyrie was hurt and Hayward was hurt.
Right.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, I just... They're just very overwhelming to me, even with Jaylen Brown.
That's when Tatum was getting the ball a lot, and he was doing a lot with it, so... I still think Tatum is really good. I think he can be really good. I think he just needs the ball more.
Yeah, no, I mean, but Kemba's not like this, you know, 12 assist guy.
So. No. But he does kind of.
He's a better.
A lot of people think that he fits in that system more. So
yeah, I guess. I mean, he's not going to be such ball centric as Kyrie was, but he's not the ideal point guard for them. I think. Yeah, so I think they're going to. They're underwhelming to me. Like, Jaylen Brown hasn't really showed me anything. And they were like this big, bad team that was supposed to come up and, you know, always compete and go against LeBron and, you know, go to the NBA Finals, but I just haven't seen it.
I think
they just have a team full of solid players, but I don't know, just haven't really progressed.
Not to mention they lost one of their other better players too, Al Horford, to a rival. They lost him to a rival.
Very true.
That's not great.
Very true.
I think they're gonna have a good year, but yeah, losing Horford hurts, and I don't know. I still think that they're a good team. They have some young pieces, and I don't know. I think that Kemba's probably a better fit than you guys think, obviously. But I like Kemba a lot.
I mean, I love
Kemba. Yeah, no, as a player, he's fantastic. He's a great player.
It's just you don't know what team you're getting, like. What Tatum are you getting? What Jalen Brown are you getting?
Gordon Hayward's been a non-factor basically since he's been there.
Yeah, I feel like last year just kind of threw everything off, and no one really knows exactly what any of these players.
No, it's a big year for them too. It really is. Yeah, that's crazy. Al Horford to the Sixers. Didn't see that one coming. That's interesting.
Big move for the Sixers. I like that a lot.
I liked it too.
It's a big move for the Sixers. They just need more shooting.
Yeah. I mean, he can shoot a little bit. I mean, he's not a lockdown, but he can.
No, but like if you look at their starting roster, it's just missing consistent
like shooting. JJ Redick.
Yeah,
right. Like JJ Redick.
But he's going to take pressure off Embiid, and he's going to be a good leader on that team. I mean, that's
I love that fit for them.
And
I
when
really
Embiid
do.
Has to sit, Horford fits in.
I love that fit.
It's a good fit.
I love that fit, honestly. The fit
Ben Simmons needs to.
We talked about he's got to shoot the ball. The fit I was questioning was Jimmy Butler just wants to be on his own.
Yeah,
just
that's kind of shocked me, honestly. I'm not sure why it shocked me because I feel like it's always come off that way. But
not a guy who wants to win, it looks like.
Right. I kind of thought he was just going to stick with the 76ers, but
he just wants to do his own thing, be his own man.
Yeah. I mean, you got to respect him for that, going over that.
I can respect it to an extent, but I don't know. It's just kind of. I could see it. He's that type of guy.
Weird. He's just a weird man. Kyler, our resident Warriors fan. Would you like to comment on your newest backcourt?
Well, as a longtime Nets and Warriors fan, I obviously love this move and this whole offseason so far. I love D'Angelo Russell. I think we talked about it a little bit before. But it's going to be interesting. I really like the pickup of Willie Cauley-Stein, too.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's good. Yeah.
That's going to be, you know, they're going to hit the pick and roll together with him and Russell, you know, to kind of make up for losing Clay, and hopefully when Curry comes out of the game, gives a little rest, and that can be their offense. I mean, something that they needed, was another scorer that can, you know, spell. I know Clay's not going to be in until probably the very end of the season, but they can take the pressure off those two.
I think that was I don't think anybody saw that coming.
No, definitely not. Just kind of snuck
in. That was a really good move for them. And a lot of people are like, I mean, obviously I'm not a Warriors guy, but I've seen a lot of people like just count them out as like not a factor next season. And I just don't agree with that at all.
No, and
still a shooting threes league, and you have Russell who can knock it down, and you're going to have Curry, who's obviously one of the best three-point shooters of all time, if not the best.
Yeah, I mean, losing Iguodala, I mean, that like. Obviously that hurts the team, but it hurts just because he's been there since they started building this. He was like the first piece that put them over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that one's
it hurts
tough.
More. It hurts more off the court, I feel, than it does on almost.
Probably, I think,
because even in the finals, you could see wasn't. I mean, I was getting up there, but he wasn't playing at a high level.
No, not like he has in the past. He wasn't hitting the threes that he needed to hit, and he kind of turns into a little bit of a spot up shooter, despite not being a great shooter and not being a great free throw shooter. That hurts them, but still, he's just important part of the team for the last couple of years. And it hurts to see him go, but I'm still excited about the moves that they have made. I mean, they got Looney back for 3 years, like 15.
Yeah, that was good that they got him back too.
Yeah, that was good.
No, I mean, they have depth, and they can sustain Clay being out that long.
Yeah,
They can. All you got to do is get in. I mean, that's what it is. You just don't. You don't need to be a top seed, I feel.
No.
There's a lot of guys that just like kind of almost re-signed just with their teams, like Porzingis. That was obvious, though. But Middleton. Middleton re-signed. Marcus Gasol.
Brook Lopez.
Too, yeah, right? Brook Lopez. I think Robin Lopez went there as well. Patrick Beverley re-signed. Valanciunas. Just a lot of guys just going back. Brogdon, though, he got traded to the Pacers. That's interesting.
Yeah, Brogdon's a good young player, and I don't know. It'll help with if Oladipo is going to be hopefully back to what he was.
Yeah, absolutely.
One move I liked was, well, I didn't like, but it was a good move, was Dudley to the Lakers.
Yeah. No, he's going to add.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Veteran presence for them.
Really, really good move for the Lakers, unfortunately.
Lakers are not going to do anything unless they get Kawhi Leonard.
Agreed. They need
Kawhi Leonard.
Because all the free agents
absolutely need Kawhi Leonard.
Like all the big guys are gone.
Let's get into Mr. Julius Randle. You're laughing.
Yeah.
You're laughing and Luke's upset. You guys can go because I think I'm the complete opposite on you guys on this one.
I mean, Julius Randle's a good player. He had a great year. He's a good player. It's a good move. It's just the rest of the moves following it were interesting. I mean,
I agree.
Signed three more guys to the same position and not really you didn't. I mean, I get that once you lost out on Durant, even if, you know, they're saying that they were worried about the Achilles and probably not going to get Kawhi, obviously.
No shot they were getting Kawhi Leonard. There was no shot.
Zero chance. I have no issue with them canceling.
That is irrelevant to me. That means nothing to me whatsoever.
I agree.
No, absolutely not.
What I'm saying is, though, they knew that they weren't going to make a big splash. So I guess that's, you know, kind of the best thing you can do is get a good young player like that. That's why it is a good move. But at the same
Go ahead.
So at the same time, it's kind of like they're not doing anything to really the fans are breathing down their neck at this point. It's been so long since they've had any success. It's getting to the point where they have to make the big move.
But you don't make moves because the fans want you to. That's what the Mets do, and that's dumb. That's dumb. Like, you don't do that. That's how you make mistakes.
Like, I get this, but I'm fine with the Randle signing. I think they overpaid a little bit. I think $21 million a year is a bit much for him. He's a good player, but like Kyler was saying, the moves following that, I just didn't understand at all. With Taj Gibson and Reggie Bullock and Bobby Portis, I just didn't understand all these signings that really they just all play the same position. And Alfred Payton and...
Well, they switched out Payton for Moody at that point.
I get that, but looking at it, they have starting five than they did last year. And the goal, I guess, is the culture there, which I get. It makes sense. I just don't really understand some of the signings. I feel like it was money that could have been spent elsewhere to upgrade in other areas.
So the other three deals, the Taj Gibson deal, the Bobby Portis deal, the Reggie Bullock deal, those are all team options next. So it's basically a wonder deal with a team option. So regardless of what you think of the deal, there's no long-term effect to it whatsoever. They're not going to win a championship next year. They're not going to make the playoffs regardless. So you just get these little building blocks and then you try to improve your young guys. And then once these guys improve, then you have those other pieces in place to make a run at either a top guy or just a championship in general.
I understand that. It's just not getting a couple of like legitimate scorers. I know they got Randle, who's a good player, but it puts a lot of pressure on Kevin Knox and RJ Barrett. And obviously they're in New York, they're going to face pressure. It's whatever, but important to take pressure off of them, especially in their first couple of years, and they shouldn't have to run the team at this point. I know they're both top 10 picks, but
yeah, I want them to have that pressure. I want them to show me that they can do it. Like Kyler said before, like Andre Iguodala was one of those guys where it kind of put the Warriors over the top. Like that was one of their first signings. Like Julius Randle can be that for the Knicks. Like he can be that person.
I don't think he can. I think he's a good player, but he doesn't change it in the outcome of a game. He just doesn't.
The right setting. I think he's a good piece. I think he's a really good piece.
I think
he's 23 years old.
I agree that he's a good piece, and he's coming off a good year.
I agree that.
They're just every year. It's like you said, you know, they're waiting. These guys are basically on one-year deals. There's just every year there's the talk, oh, the Knicks are in the market for this guy. And it's been every year since LeBron's first, you know, first time leaving Cleveland.
And now it's going to be Giannis. And they're not.
And they haven't got any of them. They haven't gotten any big free agents like that.
Well, I mean, that's the owner, though. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the issue. It's really, that's a whole separate issue. We can go on that for hours, but
yeah,
it's the owner. That's the problem. So, like, when people are like, oh, like, the Knicks are going to get this person. I just don't even believe it. So, like, when it doesn't happen, it doesn't even affect me. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's just irrational hope from the fans.
Like, I never thought Kevin Durant was coming. I thought Kyrie might because of the New York thing. And, like, he's a weird person. So, I thought he had like just wanted to come, but then he went to Brooklyn, so I was like, all right, like, but these guys aren't coming here, and like you just have to face that fact.
Now, I agree with you to an extent, but I do feel like if Kevin Durant doesn't get hurt, I feel like he's on the Knicks.
I think he wants to play with Kyrie. I think that's what it is. I think he wanted to play with Kyrie.
Yeah, I don't think he was going to the Knicks.
I think there was no shot.
I just feel like he would have been able to dictate more. I understand he had the market to go wherever he wanted, but I feel like he could have pushed Kyrie to go to the Knicks instead of Kyrie bring him to the Knicks. Right. Okay.
And without the Achilles, maybe the Knicks are, you know, not weary of the Achilles and offer him.
I think that's all damage control. I think that's all complete bullshit.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. And just the reports that come out, like everyone just wants to make fun of them. So like they're just going to spin everything to make fun of them. But I think they've been very smart this offseason. You know what I mean? They haven't, like we talked about, like you and I just texting, Luke, they haven't thrown max money at guys that don't deserve it.
No, and that's what they typically do. Like I thought they were going to throw everything at Jimmy Butler, and I'm thankful they
didn't. How would you feel if they went 4 for 85 for Harrison Barnes? We'd be pissed off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are moves. They're not flashy in any which way, but they're stepping in the right direction.
No, I agree. They absolutely improve the team, and I think the main thing here is they got to change the culture. That's what they're doing. So they're kind of taking that Nets model of changing the culture, improving year by year, and just kind of eventually you might land that big fish.
That's another issue is the big fish just might be on the team. Everything revolves around RJ Barrett. If he is that quote unquote big fish, then you don't need to spend that crazy money on a free agent. You have one on your team. So you have to hope he develops into
it. They have to develop. You have to be patient.
It's developing. Just kind of developing talent. It's getting rid of Frank Ntilikina. I'll say it every time the Knicks come up. That just has to happen.
He's such a waste.
He's just irrelevant. But it's just all about developing these young guys and making your third overall pick a star. It's very possible he comes out of this as a top guy in that draft.
No, it's definitely possible.
Another way to look at it too is, you know, every year they talk about the Knicks getting this big free agent and it doesn't happen, but it doesn't need to happen if they draft well and they build. I've always been of the thought process that if you're building a team, it's better to do it through the draft. I think everybody kind of knows that that's the best way to do it. Sometimes it doesn't happen, and some teams are lucky and able to get, you know, the big free agents like Durant and Kyrie like that, and all of a sudden just have that team. But most of the time, it's better to just do it through the draft. And if they have to, you know, suck another year and get another, you know, maybe who knows if they get a good big man next year or something to pair with Randall or whatever, a point guard or something, you know, then it starts to get dangerous if Barrett's good and Knox is good.
That's the thing. Like, okay, so they have Dennis Smith at the one, very young person.
Mm-hmm.
RJ Barrett, young. Knox is young. Randall's young. Mitchell Robinson's young. Like, just if all these guys just develop together 2-3 years, that's your team. No, like,
Mitchell Robinson is one of their best draft picks in years.
He's crazy.
Like, that was a great
pick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
obviously, it was 1 year, but
he showed a lot. He's, and it's all about just taking that next step and becoming an actual team. That's just what it's about. And, I mean, I think they can do it. And I like their coach a lot. I think Fizdale's a good coach. And I think they have the right front office now, so I'm very happy with that. There's one thing I just want to touch on real quick because this pisses me off and I don't understand why it happens. I think Dwayne Wade even tweeted about this. Jeff Green gets 1 year deals every year. What are we doing? That's my guy.
Where did he go this year?
The Jazz. Like, okay, no one's even going to hear about him. Like, come on.
Hey, Jazz are different.
He's a decent player, too.
Yeah, but I know I've always liked him. Like, he's a good, he's a solid guy. Like, I just don't.
No, he's always just been like a good player. Like, he could shoot. Like, he was on the Thunder back with Durant and Westbrook, and probably even when they had Harden back that long ago.
And he was on the
Celtics
too.
For, like, when they were doing that shit. Like
he's a good solid player.
That was just something I was looking at. And I was like, this guy always gets 1 year deals, and I can't think of it.
Every year, every single year.
That's got Wilson Chandler too. That was a good pickup. He's healthy. He's a good player.
Yeah,
Wilson Chandler's a good player.
What other moves were there? Oh, you know what move I liked? Javon
tell
Carter.
Tell me right now.
Javon Carter going Javon to the Carter, Suns.
West Virginia Grey.
Yep.
Is that with the headband? Do you wear a headband?
Well, did he? He was bald. I don't know. He has no terrible hair. So he
I know what I'm thinking of.
Great defender.
Oh, fantastic.
Though.
Full court press all day.
He went to the did he was that a trade or was that a
It was a trade. It was a trade.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Javon Carter. Oh, you're funny with these WV guys, man. You are funny. Oh my god. What other was any other moves that really stood out? I mean, it was a fun free agency, but a lot of the shit we kind of almost figured.
I mean, Terry Rozier to the
Hornets, right? Yeah.
Hornets. His career's over.
He's going to be irrelevant. Oh, actually, Redick to the Pelicans. I liked the Pelicans this year.
That's a good move.
It's a fun team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
That's a sneaky playoff team right there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it depends on if Zion can. And again, they have to develop Ingram and Ball and Josh Hart, but.
They're young and
they're fun. That's a fun team. I'm surprised Redick didn't hold out and like see where he can get it like on with a team that wants to win a championship.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like he could easily be on a. I mean, if he wanted to go to Lakers, he could have done that.
Well, of course. Still, I think it's still a really good move for the Pelicans.
It is. It really is.
Big JJ Redick fan.
And he'll bring that veteran presence to all those young guys.
That's perfect.
That's a good move for them.
I guess we should talk about where is Kawhi going to go.
Yes, Mr. Kawhi, as of, what time is it? 10:03 on July 4th, Kawhi Leonard has not signed a contract with any team. I did read this morning from Chris Broussard that the Clippers were out, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I saw as well.
But
I still, no one knows.
I think the Clippers are out.
I think it's probably going to be between the Lakers and Raptors, but realistically, no one knows.
I mean, everything that, like, he loves Los Angeles, wants to be in Los Angeles, and wants to win multiple rings, like, then going to the Lakers is your best bet.
You know? Or just stay where you just want a ring, you have a good team, and...
They're bringing back the exact same starting five, so, like, they're going to be good.
I'm saying he stays with Toronto. I think that's what he should do, and I think that's what he's going to do.
I think that's what he's going to do as well. I think it's best for the NBA if that's what
he does. Yeah, absolutely.
The parity's fantastic if he stays. It's going to be very interesting.
If he goes to the Lakers, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, then they're the prohibited favorites without a doubt. You know.
Yeah,
and then is he going to get bashed as much as Durant did for joining that team?
No, and you know why, so don't even start that.
You do know why, so stop it.
Do you want me to lay it out for you?
I understand what you would say, but you're still joining a team with LeBron and Anthony Davis already
A team that did not make the playoffs last season. A team that didn't have
Anthony Davis at the time and had LeBron, you know, resting and managing the load the entire season.
He was hurt, man.
Yeah, hurt. Okay.
I think he wanted to miss the playoffs? I think he was legitimately hurt.
Yeah, but as soon as he knew he wasn't making the playoffs,
the year. But you blame him for that? He's 35 years old.
Yeah.
You can't blame him for that one, man.
Whatever.
But you get why.
Notorious LeBron hater.
But he didn't used to be, though. That's the problem. He didn't used to be.
That is the problem.
He used to love.
He beat the Warriors once.
No, I hated LeBron before that.
When did you start?
I went south on LeBron about the same time he was still in the south when he was winning those championships and stuff. I got sick of it.
You got sick of him winning the two championships?
Just being on Miami. I was just sick of it. And, like, I don't know. It wasn't as, like, exciting for me when he was on Miami. The whole him and Dwayne Wade thing, I kind of soured on it. And I don't know. It's just.
Well, I'm not a Dwayne Wade guy. But
yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like that whole thing. I wasn't a fan when he went to Miami in the beginning and stuff. And I wanted him to get a ring at the beginning, and then I was sick of it.
I didn't love. All right, well, hold on. I should say my favorite Miami Heat player at the time was Chris Bosh. Big Chris Bosh guy.
Yeah,
we do love Chris Bosh.
I had his T-shirt. Chris Bosh won. Great shirt. I think he's going to go to the Lakers. Though, if I'm being honest with you, I just think why not. Let's just do it. Just go win 80 games. Win them all.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, because they're going to a lot of load management for all three of them.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough for the NBA there. Unless Kyler has a rant for us.
Yeah.
Is it NBA related or no?
It's not NBA related. It's not related at all.
Go off, King.
All right. I mentioned it earlier today. You guys may have seen it. I was at Taco Bell today at the mall.
And I did not know that's where I was going.
All of a sudden, there's a sign there that says dollar refills. Oh. You've got to be kidding. The machine is on the outside of the place at our the Taco Bell. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting ready to go see Spider-Man, and I just want a refill on my Baja Blast, and they're going to charge me a dollar all of a sudden. I've
really
been going to that Taco Bell before movies for decades.
When did
I haven't got to talk about mall.
You know what? I think you're in the right here.
It happened, yeah.
I'm livid just hearing about it.
It happened between now and whenever the last movie I saw was, which was probably 2 months ago or something. I don't remember the last time. I don't know. And I was just furious, absolutely furious.
They're probably trying not to shut down because Taco Bell's like been like the longest standing thing there. It's like, you know what I mean? Like
that's
those
true.
Those things close like that and like Nathan's.
Look, all I'll say is I paid the dollar this time. Next time, can't say I'll do the same.
Let me ask you this. There's a sign that says dollar refills.
Yeah, soda machine. I just wanted my Baja Blast for the movie.
Is anyone actually watching?
Did they tell you like were you going to do it? And they said no, it's a dollar.
No, I just went up and just tossed the dollar on there. And
you're a nice person.
Because you're a good citizen.
But next time, you know what? I'm going to push the limits. If that guy wants to get over the counter and chase me down the mall while I sip my Baja Blast, I mean, I used to go to the Chinese place next to it, get my drink it, and then go fill it up with Baja Blast.
Well, that's the reason. So you are legitimately the reason they do it. That's your fault.
If they want to charge me a dollar if I do that, that's fine. But if I have their large cup and I'm going to go and get that that refill, they better not.
They caught you too many times stealing.
I'm on your side.
Well, stole from them. That was the issue.
Let them chase me.
I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna run.
Kyler is very fast.
Dad, yeah, you got wheels for days. That's for sure.
I'm not fast. I'm willing to risk it all for the
Baja
Blast.
What's your go-to order?
Recently, it's been the cheesy gordita crunch with two tacos, delicious. But I get them soft.
Delicious. No, you gotta go hard taco.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Luke,
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Just that's it.
I'm sorry.
Is that it? You get one thing.
Jeez, because not good enough for
didn't
you.
Realize you got one thing at Taco Bell.
I'll be honest. I'm not big on Taco Bell.
All right. Well, that's all a different issue. that's crazy. I don't get that at all.
I'm sorry. It's just I understand I'm in the minority, but it's just.
No, you're the 1%. That's wild. I usually go with typically, sometimes I switch up. I usually go with the three Doritos Locos tacos, hard shell, of course.
I mean, that's the only option for Doritos tacos, but okay.
All right. Well, okay. I just had to make it known that I am a hard shell guy. And then I usually get a Crunchwrap. So that might be a little overboard, I'll be honest.
I respect that.
Thank you. I mean, I just figured I'd be full. Luke is going to have to eat in like 20 minutes after he finishes one Crunchwrap.
I mean, I could easily drop $12 at Taco Bell
and get like
eight things, you know what I mean? But I just like to go with the meal and just keep it tame most of the time.
The Gordita Crunch is delicious. It really is.
Absolutely.
I feel like the Crunchwrap Supreme is filling, and I feel like I'm being judged.
No, I love the Crunchwrap, but like you just go, can I get one Crunchwrap?
Do you get a Baja Blast? Right.
Of course. How could you not?
It's just like there's no sides with the Taco Bell. Like you're just whatever you're ordering, you're getting. So like you're not getting that's it. Like do they just hand it to you? They don't even put it in the bag, do they? They just probably just hand it to you.
Luke. Can I recommend a beefy nacho griller for you next time?
Oh, those are good.
You might like that. Okay.
I'll try it. I mean, I'm open to suggestions for Taco Bell.
Just look at the menu.
Just, I'm inexperienced with Taco Bell, so
what planet I'm just are not you on? Big on it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was an open forum, and I feel
it is, but you're open for criticism as well. Like,
I respect that to an extent.
Oh my god. We're gonna get into Luke's top five favorite things about America in a little bit. I need to go on a little rant as well, though, real quick. This is actually sports related, so
back on track. Okay.
Yeah.
Go off.
I appreciate that. Every team doesn't need to be represented for the All-Star game in baseball. This isn't – we don't need that. We don't need a participation trophy, if I'm being honest.
I agree.
I don't like that, you know, John Means of the Orioles needs to be on the roster. Exactly. Oh. Like, it's not even like Trey Mancini, you know, their best player. Not even a – like, it was like, oh, we need a pitcher. So let's just pick one from the Orioles, the team with the 7 ERA.
All right, you reminded me of another rant that I had thought about earlier in the week. Mm. I need the
go off, King.
I need the All-Star game to mean something again.
Yeah, I liked what it did. I liked what it did.
Yeah, I agree.
It ruined it for me. It was the best All-Star game by far.
Yeah.
It meant something, and then they took it away from me. And I don't.
Now you have no reason to watch.
I don't care if it, you know, if it unfairly affects the World Series. To me, that gives everybody something to play for. Chances are you're going to be in the game if your team is going to end up in the World Series. You're going to have a couple players there because you're having a great year, and they're going to try their ass off, and so is everybody else on the team just in case. I mean, it's
which
ridiculous.
Is another reason why some bum-ass pitcher from the Orioles – well, I mean, I shouldn't use Julie John Means. He's having a decent year, but – there just shouldn't be a spot where if you don't belong, you shouldn't be on the team and affecting the game.
I agree. It's get the ridiculous. Best players, and that's it.
You know, like, I don't need Gleyber. I know Gleyber Torres got voted in today, but I don't need him missing the All-Star game because they need a representative from a different team.
It's fair.
It's ridiculous. Right. It's absolutely ridiculous. This isn't Little League. This isn't T-ball. This isn't. We don't need participation.
It's a joke that he wasn't put in.
Yeah, he's hitting like 300 with 20 home runs, but it's. You wonder what it was. It's because he plays two positions. That was the issue. They switched over, the voting got all fucked up, and everyone just can't comprehend things like that, I guess. But
do we have some fun derby picks?
Oh, I know it's.
I mean, I think the favorite is Vlad Jr.
Really? He's actually he's the 8 seed. I mean, not that the seeds matter, but do you guys need me to run down who's in it?
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Christian Yelich, of course.
He's phenomenal.
Pete Alonso.
Pete could win it. That's crazy.
Josh Bell.
Josh Bell.
Alex Bregman.
Yeah, he's not winning it.
Jock Peterson.
Yeah, he could.
Acuna. Carlos Santana and Vlad Jr.
I think it's going to be either Pete Alonso or Christian Yelich. Or Josh Bell. I'm just going to go with the top 3 seeds. I don't care. I'm doing it.
I think it's going to be Vlad Jr., Josh Bell, or Pete Alonso.
Okay. I'm going to go with the 2 seeds, the Yelich and Alonso. What kind of sucks is that Vlad Jr. Has Yelich in the first round since they're going ahead.
But that'll be good, though, because they both won't be tired. And they could just put on a show. It's going to be annoying when one of them loses, but they could just put on a show.
Yeah, and I mean, don't sleep on Acuna either.
And Bregman versus Jock Peterson, that can kick rocks.
Love Acuna.
Yeah, Acuna's he's phenomenal. And then Santana's just a hometown guy because it's in Cleveland.
Yeah,
now Pete Alonso, though, I mean, that guy just hits bombs. So they should have had that guy on the, what is his name? Alvarado. What is his, on the Astros? Alvarado.
Oh.
The rookie.
Jordan
Alvarez. Yeah, I don't know why. I was thinking of the guy in the race.
He gets moonshots.
Yeah. They should have had him. Jesus.
Just throw a Yankees pitcher in there and they'll crush him.
Jonathan Holder.
Imagine if they put the home run derby back in Yankee Stadium, how many home runs there'd be.
They should put it in London.
Oh. Well, those balls were probably juiced, but.
That was crazy. That was nuts. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was freaking out because the Yankees were up 17-6. They won by 4.
Well, they started the game up 6-0.
My favorite part was
half an inning later, 6-6.
I wasn't watching the game, but my favorite part was like going through Twitter at the time and seeing like, how do you go up, go to London just to be down 6 runs in the first inning, and then and then all of a sudden it's 6-6, and I was dying.
Yeah, Tanaka did not pitch well there. That's to say the least.
Well, who did?
Yeah, not really anybody. Luis Sessa, believe it or not. Somehow he did.
Everything's reversed. Yeah, in one.
Oh, what a fucking place. All right. Top five time?
Let's do it. Luke?
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, Luke. Your top five this week is top five favorite things about America. A little July 4th edition, patriotic version.
All right. 5-1, please. Yep. 5-1? All right. I can go with the, you know, traditional
freedom bullshit
stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm not doing that.
It's great. Let's move on.
I'm not doing that. At number five, I'm saying holidays. I love the American holidays. Mm-hmm. Family time, friend time.
You are where other countries have holidays as well, right?
But the American holidays are...
Real quick. Favorite holiday, Thanksgiving, obviously.
Thanksgiving.
Kyler?
There's always one.
We can never agree on anything.
No, I'll probably say Thanksgiving.
Agree? All right. Go ahead, Luke.
At number four, apple pie.
I don't agree. That's their fourth favorite thing about America?
I mean, apple pie is inherently American. Little, all right. I'm not the biggest fan of apple pie.
Neither am I.
Oh, my.
I don't dislike it. Don't get me wrong. Just not the biggest fan. Needs a lot of ice cream on it for me.
I'm not a big fruit guy. I'm not baking my fruit. I'm not doing that. Put it under a little bit of water and I'm biting into it.
Yeah, same way for me with apples. I like my apples crisp.
Well, I'm sorry. Is this Ant and Kyler's top five? Or
well, if you're going to make a top five, I'm going to criticize it because that one was, being completely honest, that was the worst thing you could have put it for.
Okay. Well, at number three, I'm going music. I'm a music lover. I love the American music. All of
what's
it.
American? What's American throw music, it. Luke?
All.
Anything that was made in this country. All of it. Luke loves.
Anything made in this country, I love it.
Okay. I guess I can't even really argue with that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a music fan as well, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. This is very broad, but
Number two, I'm going sports. Baseball is my number one, and then football.
What is wrong with this? You're just like so broad with it.
Luke, you know that
I just narrowed it down to baseball.
You might as well just say I love food.
we just took his number one. Luke, you do know that other countries have sports as well as holidays.
I'm fully aware, pal.
This is just really? Like your favorite thing about being alive.
They do? No, it's American music and American New sports. Quarantine. Baseball and football.
You said baseball was your favorite? Huh.
Yes.
Interesting, because I've definitely heard you say hockey was your favorite, but you're counting that as Canadian?
I've also said football is my favorite, and I've also said basketball is my favorite. I am a pathological liar.
Yeah, at least you're consistent about how much of a liar you are.
Exactly.
But I thought hockey was your number one.
At times it is.
Well, when it's in season?
I respect that. I agree.
I don't like
whatever's my favorite sport is whatever I'm feeling at the time.
I do it.
It hasn't been baseball in a long time, or football. But.
Whoever gets me the most mad is the team I care about the most. So that's the sport I like the most.
Yeah, that's probably the Niners for me.
Which would be the Giants. Yeah. And so
that's definitely the Yankees.
The Yankees get you the most mad. How they always win.
Well.
But I mean,
and they still get me. And they still get me mad.
Okay, but the Giants don't get you the most mad. Look at them.
I see them, but I don't expect a whole lot from the Giants. I expect a ton from the Yankees every year.
Yeah, but the Yankees lose.
I haven't won since 2009.
No, I know, but when the Yankees lose in a playoff series, I'm not mad at them, I guess. I'm just more upset. It's more crushing.
No, okay, regardless, all right, my sorry. Number one.
Go ahead.
Number one, we're going terrible beer that everyone pretends to love just because.
Okay.
Please don't disrespect the Silver Bullet.
Okay, so terrible beer that everyone pretends to love.
And that's your favorite thing about America is that everybody pretends
it's just
to
comical.
Love.
It's comical.
So, okay, hold on. So say that again. I'm sorry.
just terrible beer that everyone pretends to love.
That is your favorite thing about America.
It's my favorite thing about America.
Huh. I'm being completely honest with you. I didn't love the list.
Yeah, Luke, this was a rough top five. I wish everybody could have heard last week's top five in the real episode, too.
Listen, if you want to make your own top five, feel free.
I haven't given any thought. Off the top of my head, though, I could come up with probably 15 of them better than what you just mentioned. I'm not going. We're waiting.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, all bark, no bite. So let me, when people say, "Oh, I love this Bud Light," they don't actually love it. But hold on.
No one loves Bud
Light. But them saying that they love it makes you love this country so much.
Yes, it does.
That is one of the wildest statements I've ever heard in my entire life. Easily. Crazy.
Luke, when we gave you this list, or when Ant gave you this list, since it was his idea this week.
I feel like that threw me under the bus.
Was that like just the first thing that came to your head?
Ant said, this is it.
Ant said favorite things about America, just didn't hesitate. Shitty beer everybody pretends to like.
I mean, honestly, I didn't put any thought into it until about 10 minutes before we started.
I'm glad you told our listeners that we are well prepared.
I think that's pretty well prepared. At 10 minutes, that's a lot.
That's true. We do everything off the top of the head, but.
So last week, for example, just further throwing it under the bus, I came up with Luke's top five Adam Sandler movies. Unfortunately, some issues didn't let that get out.
We had some audio problems, which hopefully corrected itself.
Big Daddy is number one, and we all know it.
I said Happy Gilmore, but.
Happy Gilmore. It's in the top five for sure.
It was. I think that was your number two, right, Luke?
Yeah. They're almost interchangeable, but I'd still put Big Daddy a little bit above it.
Didn't Ant have Click?
No, I didn't. No, stop. I said Click was an honorable mention. I asked what your thoughts were on it. Just don't throw me like that. Man, coming at me all day. All day long.
I haven't talked to you all day.
Exactly. That's a problem. We don't speak anymore.
I'm sorry.
I have been brainstorming some future top fives, though.
Very excited for it.
Some that I'm just ready to do myself, because I don't know if Luke would even be able to give me.
We might have to change the segment's name.
Yeah. No.
After that top five.
But there'll be a couple in there where it'll be Luke's top five, presented by Kyler.
Presented by yeah.
So I will be giving my top five for Luke.
Kyler's categories are way better than Ant's.
I'll come up with next week's as well, and maybe Ant and I will go back and forth, and we can just see who has the better topics over time.
Here's what I figured: it's July 4th, Independence Day.
Yes,
Luke apparently loves America, but given his list, I can't tell. So I figured he would come through with a nice top five that would represent his love for America.
Which I have.
You have mentioned apple pie, and
which is a phenomenal.
You mentioned three other things that every other country, basically in the world, has.
But not they don't have American sports.
You didn't say that. You said sports.
Yes, I did.
You said baseball.
I said American baseball, American football.
When I play it back, you did not say American baseball, American football.
You can listen close.
You can listen close. You're a jackass. You know that? Absolute jackass. That's what you are. Oh, man. All right. Kawhi Leonard. Where's
Glad we're all getting along.
Give me Kawhi Leonard. Where's he going right now? Tell me.
Raptors.
Wrong.
You can't just say wrong. Unless you just got a notification that we didn't get.
Great analysis.
Wrong. The answer is the Lakers. It's my decision. And that's where he's going.
Luke, you didn't want to put the hot dog eating contest in there? Did you watch that today?
No, I didn't. I was working. But it grosses me out.
What?
Is Joey Chestnut the greatest champion of all time?
Oh, up for debate for sure. He's up there with Tiger Woods and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That guy just...
I think it's fair to say.
It's every year, man. He doesn't quit. He doesn't quit.
Blew, what are you, 71
today?
Blows Kobayashi out of the water easily. That guy tried to run things for a little bit. Didn't work. See you later. Welcome to America, buddy.
Terrible human being. Yes.
Why? Because I represent my country?
So is he.
No, but he's doing it in this country.
Right. The American
Dream. I'm going to get myself in trouble if I keep going with that one.
And very problematic.
I'm not problematic. I'm very just... I just say things. That's it. I try to hold back. That's it. We do have great news regarding the podcast itself, though. We are officially on Apple Podcasts. So, if you're not listening to it on Apple Podcasts, which I'm going to tweet out the link, everything like that, you can definitely do that. Download, subscribe, rate 5 stars. You can leave a nice review. In fact, do this. If you listen to the top 5 and you didn't love it, because how could you? Just give me a comment on some of your top things in America that you love. Maybe Luke will get a better idea on what actually people love.
And don't be afraid to send Ant and I some top 5 requests.
Yeah, if you want to come up with some top 5 ideas, that'll be good.
And then you can remember that you're not on the podcast. I am.
Luke gets paid the big... Yeah, that's why we do pay you, Luke. That's why we give it to you. Yeah, but most importantly, though, the support's been phenomenal. We've got a lot more plays than we thought we were going to. Download, subscribe, rate 5 stars, listen all the way through. Every little bit helps, and we appreciate all of that. Absolutely. Right, fellas?
Absolutely.
Right, fellas?
Come on, Luke.
Give the crowd some love. Give the crowd some love.
And feel free to always tell me why everybody thinks I'm right and those two are wrong. Just help my case out a little bit.
And if you'd like to rate your top 3 favorite podcasters on this podcast and put me number 1, that would be great. I will maybe send you $1.
Very humble. Very humble.
Luke, I mean, I just feel like people like me, so, you know, they want to hear.
I have no comment.
What else is new? What else is new?
All right, we're getting off the rails here.
Yeah. All right, we'll rate it then. So that's it for episode 2. We appreciate everybody listening. Like I said, download, subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, so if you click subscribe, whenever we put out a new episode, it'll show up right on your phone, and you can listen to it whenever. And we appreciate everybody listening, and we'll see you guys next time.